Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas. Hello, hello, one and all. God bless you, each and every one of you. So glad to be with you again tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you who has taken out the time just to send us an email. We had a lot of emails about last night's broadcast and how it touched your heart and how you were set free and delivered from some things that you've been going through. Crying tears of joy. That's just a blessing. God bless you. We enjoy listening to you. We want to share all of your ups and downs and whatever it is that God has just gave you strength to endure one more day. If you haven't taken out the time to send that email, remember, you can email us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, that's walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can also give us a call, 210-253-9093. Let us share in your joy. I know that we all have so many books inside of us, you know. If we're living this life, we have books that we could all write inside of us. And everybody say, you don't know my story like I know my story. That is so true. And we'd like to just share those moments with you. Let us know what God is doing in your life, how he's bringing you through, how you're able to survive another day, because God is so good and he is only by his strength that we can just continue to endure. Amen? Amen. So we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for his joy, his unspeakable joy, for all of his love, his peace, and his power just to go from day to day. The chat rooms are now officially open. So for those in the chat rooms, go ahead, leave your prayer request. Just to remind you, I do go back in after the shows and look at all the prayer requests that's in there. If you leave a method to contact you, if you want to be contacted, I also do that. Throughout the show, I do try to check back in the chat rooms. However, you know, just getting caught up, sometimes I don't get to check back in there and respond immediately, but I will get in touch with you if you need me to. Or again, feel free to contact me. I also invite you to rate the show if you're signed into the internet. If you're just listening by phone, for all of our phone call-ins, we invite you. Our guest calling number is 646-652-4916. And you can also feel free to, if you have something in the email that you would like us to discuss, drop us a line and let us know about that also. And my last thing, I want to remind you that always go into the archives, and it's available there for you. It's for your growth. It's for your growth. So make sure you're utilizing it. You can download it to any format that you would like. And so right now, I invite you to sit back, relax, get your sword. That is the word. That's the word of Jesus Christ. Get your sword, get your pen, get your paper, and then let's get ready to learn and hear what God has for our hearts today. Our episode information today is servanthood. We're talking about on yesterday just exactly how the difference between being a believer or a Christ follower, and then we needed to make sure that we're trusting in God if we are true Christ followers, and that we're obeying his word, not just believing that God is God, not just believing that his word is for our growth, but utilizing it and doing something. And then we also need to serve God. If we're truly Christ followers, we need to be serving God. We spoke about some of the things that we as servants need to incorporate into our daily lives, and some of those things was just awareness, availability, acceptance, abiding, and abandonment. So those things are all available for you in the archives, and we take from that and move forward into now that we realize that we are servants. With our servanthood, there is rewards that come with it. There are rewards. So let's go ahead and get ready to get into the Word, and we're just going to start by asking God to just continuously bless the ministry. Continuously open up our hearts and remove anything that has went on today that would block us from receiving the word. And that once we receive the word, may it just penetrate. You know, when something penetrates, it actually starts to move. It's an action verb. It's doing something. It's moving around. It's stirring things up. It's stopping you from doing things that you used to do. It's moving you in the direction that you should be going instead of where you're at. It stops you from just being stagnant in there. So that's exactly what we're wanting the word to do, to make sure that it's penetrating our hearts. So we're going to ask dear Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask that I decrease and may your mighty power, we invite you to increase in our lives, in this study, and in this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Do we have our scripture for tonight ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, go ahead and read us our
scripture. We're going to be Hebrews 6, verse 7 through 12. Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is found receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure.
And tell us again where you found, again, what you read.
Hebrews 6, verse 7 through 12.
Tatiana, again, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. That word is really something, and it's a word that we need to continue to stay with us and keep with us. And again, Tatiana, as you're reading the word, just keep that word with you. Keep that word inside of you. And, you know, all of our viewers and even myself, continue to go back on the scriptures that are read to us and hold on to it. Write it down so you can go back to it. And once we continue to read the scriptures, that's how we learn the different scriptures, by continuing to make ourselves familiar with them. And the more that we become familiar, we can start to pull that scripture out of our heart and apply it to this situation as we're going through these situations. Oh, that right there applies to Hebrews 6 and 7. You know, I know God said this. And then we repeat it back to Jesus. Jesus, this is what you said in your word, and I give it back to you. And I know that you can't go back on your word. Your word will not come back to you void. I believe in you. I'm standing on this word. And those are the things that keep us going in the right direction to move, so we don't get stuck in the mud all the time. Every negative situation, we shouldn't be getting stuck there. We shouldn't get addicted to everything that is negative in our lives. So some of the things we got to make sure that we push forward through, because there is joy, there's brightness on the other side, and we don't want to be like the Israelites and just going around and around and around for over and over years and years and years, when God has a destination already chosen for us. Amen? Amen. And our servanthood, sometimes many Christians are discontent or unsettled because they fail to understand that true servanthood is more than just simply coming to church or on Sundays or on Wednesdays. It's more than that. It's more than that. It actually involves pouring one's life into somebody else's life. And those are iffy situations for us, because we want to only be concerned about me and my four and no more. We only want to pray for me and my four and no more. As long as our household is running good, as long as everything's going fine with us, we as servants sometimes even forget to look outside of where we're at, and we got to go out and touch lives. Our lives should be an example for someone. It should be something about every day that you're living, that something about that day is being out to being a servant to someone else outside of your household. Jesus didn't stay in one place. He didn't stay within his household. As a matter of fact, in his village, in his city, is where he was mostly denied at, because they couldn't see beyond the fact that this is Joseph and Mary's child. So they couldn't receive the word from him because they kept looking at where he was from. But outside of that, he had a message to be done. So he had to get outside of that. He had to go here and there, to and fro, because he knows that the word will save. He knows that the word will heal. He knows that the word will deliver you. So if we are his servants, we must do what? We must follow in his footsteps. And that's going to take us into some uncomfortable grounds from time to time. You know, people say, why would missionaries go and you know, into, not just abroad, but why would missionaries go into different areas of the city that are dangerous, you know? But the word is good for all. It regardless of your color, your age, your race. If God says go, if you are a servant and you have agreed and said, I will, yes, obey, I will, yes, trust you, yes, I will serve you. It doesn't say I will trust, serve, and obey only if it's in this area, only when it's in my home, only when it's on this job for certain people. But when we truly make ourselves available to God, we will truly accept wherever it is that he has for us to go, accept whatever it is that he has for us to see or to say. A true servanthood. So sometimes we get confused when we're asked to come outside of our church homes, those four walls, because we're comfortable with those people. And, you know, we've grown to the point that we can now, some can pray beyond their own household, but I'm still stuck now just with the ones here in church. So now we got to keep on growing. And remember, if you plant a seed, you sow a seed in your garden, you're not just going to want to go out there and start eating the vine that the tomato seed has already has started to grow. You're not going to eat the vine because that wasn't the final product that you're looking for, but you're going to want that vine to continue to grow and produce a tomato, correct? And so that's the same thing with us. So now that we're moving forward and where we're going, we want to make sure that we're on the right track, that we're doing the right things, that we are going outside of our comfort zone and pouring our life into someone else's life, to someone else's situation. And I know it may be uncomfortable, but we keep going. Again, Jesus demonstrated this when he washed the disciples' feet in the upper room during the Last Supper. He washed the disciples' feet. You know, the Lord's example shows us that the key is humility. That's the thing that we have to get our thoughts, patterns wrapped around. And unless we are able to stoop low, unless we're able to get dirty in ministering to others, then we miss the whole point, sisters and brothers. See, in addition to being a true servant, we miss the whole point. We should not wait to be asked. We must learn to receive as well as to give, but we should not wait to be asked. So a true servant does not wait to be asked. Nobody requested Jesus to go and wash the disciples' feet. Is that correct? So just as we are Christ's followers, right? So just as he saw, just as he did what was necessary, he saw it was necessary. They've been on long journeys. He saw it was necessary. So he did what was necessary. A true servant is alert. Remember, we looked at being aware. A true servant is alert to identify the needs of others, to identify when you need to volunteer your time. And then when you identify that need again, you see it needs to be done, just volunteer to meet that need. He will quietly go about his service without looking for recognition, without looking for rewards. This is a true servant. You identify the need, you go and provide for that need. You don't need recognition. You don't need your name to be out there. That means you don't go around telling everybody, I had to do this for them. If it had not been for me providing that need, they would have been hungry. They would have been without light. They would not have had a ride to work. They wouldn't have had if it had not been for me. See, all of that's recognition. You don't do it because, you know, I did it because I know my reward. You begin to do for others because it's just a part of your servanthood, and it's just a part of you. You get to the point that you enjoy doing, not because someone had to ask you, but because you have prayed for awareness and God has alerted you that there's a need that needs to be met. Now, the reward we're going to get into, that's just an extra bonus for my Heavenly Father. He's so good that he just gives us that. He's coming back with his reward. Each and every person, reward. He said, I'm coming back with him. Those extras, those cherry on the tops. But just doing for others is a part of servanthood. And that'll get in your heart, that'll just get you excited to give. It'll get you so excited to help. Hallelujah. So a true servant, again, quietly goes about the service. Not looking for any rewards, not looking for any recognition. But a true servant is satisfied and with the overwhelming joy that comes by just simply giving, by simply providing. A true servant must also learn to receive as well as to give. A true servant can receive a good word from someone. See, I can't just always be the one that has advice for you, or I got to be able to listen to advice also. You got to have somebody in your corner that, knowing that this is who God has placed in my life, to give me something that I can receive. There's other ways that we need to learn to receive as well. Receiving, this is often quite difficult for servants. It can be as simple as receiving a compliment. Some people just cannot receive a compliment. They don't know how to accept it. They'll turn it back around and still trying to dish it off. Some people just can't. They're not capable. Well, they are capable, but they just won't allow themselves to receive compliments. They'll say something negative about them. For everything that you give a praise about, they'll say something negative about themselves. Oh, yeah, but this whole thing is old. Oh, yeah, well, you know, I still don't look as good as you. Oh, yeah, but you know this here, my job wasn't like the next person's job. You got to be able to receive. Receiving is a part of being a servant. Jesus told his disciples, he said, that unless they allow him to wash their feet, unless they allow him, that they have no part with him. So they was like, you wash our feet? No. But he said, unless you allow me to wash your feet, then you have no part with him. It united them. It brought them to more closer together. And Peter balked because he was too proud to receive such care. Peter, you know Peter, how Peter was anyway. And we must not be so tied to our convention or our pride that we say no to somebody who lovingly desires to wash our feet, who lovingly desires to come in and pay that bill that you know. I know you didn't tell them that you was behind on that, but the Holy Spirit has placed on their heart to do it. But we would rather lie or say, no, I got it taken care of or whatever, because we don't want to move our pride aside to admit there's a need here. But we're praying to God all along, meet my needs, meet my needs, meet my needs. But when he comes to answer them, many times we're blocking our own blessings. So he had to tell the disciples, you must allow me to wash your feet. You must move all the pride away. We have to say that we're not going to allow anyone to just stand in our way. Someday, you and I are going to stand in the presence of the Holy Lord. Is that correct? We all agree upon that, right? And our life will be renewed when we stand in the presence of the Lord. We're still on the same page, correct? Now, at that time, our works is going to be judged. I hope we're all still on the same page. And then at that time, we will be rewarded accordingly. Correct? We will be rewarded accordingly. How many times we're kind of flipping the coin just slightly here? I want you to look at another angle here. We talked about that we do not do things just for the reward. Amen? But let's look at another angle. How many times, though, have you bent over and did something? How many times
Have you been the one maybe on your job who wrote up the proposal, who did everything, but somebody else took credit for it? And you couldn't stand over, you couldn't say anything, but the credit was given to someone else. It may be young people in your family. How many times that you were the one who actually did all of this, but to keep your other siblings from getting in trouble, you had to say that you all did this. You all contributed. But really and truly, while they were off goofing around or something, it was you who was in there doing what needed to be done. How many times, whatever your situation has been in your marriages, how many times have you been the one fighting to keep that marriage together? And it seems as though your spouse just never did anything to contribute, to fight, to keep the relationship together. And when you go out, everybody sees what the happy couple is, and they don't know it's because of your sweat and your tears. How many times have you not received your due reward? Well, the good thing about it is, God sees all. Agreeing. God knows all. Is that true? And God is going to reward all. For the good, for the bad. Someday you and I are going to stand in the presence of the Holy Lord. And our life is going to be revealed. And at that time, our works was going to be judged. And we will be rewarded accordingly. That's going to be a very solemn moment because some will suffer heavy loss while others will receive great rewards. Amen? I'm not talking about salvation here because salvation is never a reward for services rendered. And I want to just repeat that again. I'm not really talking about salvation here. Because salvation, your salvation, my salvation, salvation is never a reward for any services that has been rendered. Salvation is simply a gift. Like you go to Macy's and you buy something and you present this gift to someone. That's exactly what salvation is. Salvation is simply a gift offered to everyone who receives Jesus as Savior. The high, you can be at the top, the president. You can be deep down in the valley low, in Lodabar. You can be recognized or non-recognized. You can be rich or poor. Hallelujah. You can be black or white, yellow. It doesn't matter. Salvation is a gift. Hallelujah. That is offered to everyone. So precious. He offers this to everyone who receives Jesus Christ as your Savior. How do you receive it? You got to open your life to receive it. But rewards are different. See, rewards are tied to service. Rewards are tied to service. I invite you again to go into the archives, download, go back, listen to them. You can go back. I think this still plays you all the way back to 2008, I think you can go to. Word. Let nothing separate you from the Lord. His word is He. Abide in Him, He will abide in you. Ask Him to reveal the word, to deepen it in your heart. Amen? And don't forget to rate the show. Again, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dimas. Let's continue with the word, shall we? So we just discussed a little bit about the difference between salvation and rewards. Now, in the Bible, Jesus had a lot to say about the rewards that we will receive for serving. He also used some very strong words to describe the man who hid his talents instead of working to invest it. You know what I'm talking about? Had some very strong words. Now, in the parable, his master called him a wicked, lazy slave. Now, we're talking about in Matthew 25, okay? Read along, read it. And proceeded to take about, the master continued, proceeded to take away what had been given earlier because he considered him to be a wicked, lazy slave. And it was all because the man, instead of investing his talents, decided to hide his talents. How many of us are doing the same things right now? See, the Lord also gave us another warning. He cautioned us not to perform Christian service in such a way that others would be certain to notice us. So that means we're only going to go out to feed the hungry when we already know that the press is going to be there recording the feeding of the hungry. Understand? Or we're only going to show up to church when we know that the biggest crowd is going to be there and who's who is going to be there, so we're going to show up to make sure that we are seen in the house. We only can throw our hands up and say amen, hallelujah, when the videographer is turning the camera in our direction. Hallelujah. We're only going to go out to serve others when it benefits us. How many times do you see, and I'm just going to use as an example, political parties? And political parties will only come out to amongst the people to you know, show them face or to serve or to worship or whatever it is during certain times. And most of those times kind of seems to be what? Election times, right? How many times? So he warns us about that. He warns us about and cautions us not to perform any Christian service in such a way that others would be certain to notice. To notice that, oh, Minister Vaughn did this here, you know. I don't want to do it and then stamp my name right. No, Minister Vaughn was here helping the poor, you know. He warns us of those things. So we have to take caution. Because when we do that, when that happens, he says, we lose our reward in heaven. Uh-oh. We lose that same reward that he's promised us. We lose that reward in heaven. And whatever may have been set aside for our benefit will be lost. And our total gain is nothing more than the recognition of others. So any gain that we're going to have has already been given to you, whatever recognition you got right here on earth. That's all you're getting for it. And anything that God has set aside for you to bring with him, when you come face to face with him, you've reneged on it. It's gone. It's already gone. It's no longer yours. It's out of your possession. Whatever it may have been set aside for you, that benefit is gone. Your total gain is now zero, zilch. So all you can do is just remember that little recognition that you got here that fades away. People remember your fame for just what? They say 15 minutes, right? But the reward that Jesus Christ has for him is an eternal reward. Eternal, eternal. You know, eternal. Can we just let that sink in? Eternal. It's not for just today. We look at things in days. We look at things even in hours. We look at things in minutes. But infinity, forever, never ending. Eternal. That's what the reward is that we're looking for. That's the reward that's why he cautions us not to get involved into these things we just spoke about. Because, oh, how much better it's going to be for our eternal reward. And as Jesus' followers, We should look to him for our examples of servanthood. Servanthood and its rewards. We should look to him as an example for our servanthood. We are Christ followers. And if God himself could take the very nature of a servant and perform a mental, immediate task for his disciples, what excuse could we possibly come up with for not serving others? What excuse could we come up with? The best way to serve is out of love. I tell you, I love each and every one of you. I have not met and probably will never meet the most of the people that listen to this broadcast. I have an opportunity to speak to a few of you all that reach out to me, but I don't have a way of reaching out to everyone that listens to this broadcast unless you give me your information, right? The ones that are called in here on the list, I still don't have the right to just call you on the numbers that is provided that you called in without you giving me permission to, right? So again, that's reiterating, I will probably never meet the most of the people that God bless, that God heals, that God delivers through this broadcast. But I love you. I have the love of God inside of me. Nothing but violence done. But it's because the invitation that I invited Jesus to come and live inside of me, I decided that I would take the gift that he had presented to me, and that is salvation. So he now becomes my Lord and Savior. And he now comes and lives inside of me. And that Holy Spirit dwells you and provides you with love for your brother man, love for mankind, love for creation. So all the love that I may have, I still, it doesn't mean that behaviors are not, each behavior is not something that is loved. Because we have behaviors that is not, that God has already cautioned us about. We just went over that, correct? So you may not love the behavior of someone, but the person themselves you love. Amen? Amen. But all the love that I have is nothing compared than the unconditional love that God has for you and you and you. And me, the unconditional love, the forgiving love, the love that just reaches beyond what our minds can hold on to or even conceive, that love. Unconditional love. That's the love that he provides for us. That's the love that he takes out time to caution us about all the different things, that he don't want us to get off track. He don't want us to lose anything or lose our footing, because he wants us to stay in connection with him. He don't ever want us to be lost or be out here without him. He always wants us to look our best. He's always wanting what's best for us. His love. Unconditional love, his favor, his joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. The better you know God, the more you love him. The more that you love him, the more you would desire to serve him. And the more you want to serve, the more he will honor your service. See, this leads to even greater love for him. And the cycle will just continue throughout. And here's that word again, eternity. It will continue throughout eternity. Our scriptures for tonight was John 13:3-16, Hebrews 6:7-12, Leviticus 26:27, Numbers 1:3, Matthew 25:26, Matthew 6:1-6. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you are, all that you are going to do in our lives, all that you are doing in our lives. And just thank you for just being you. I thank you for protecting us. Thank you for leading us and guiding us away from all destruction. And I ask you to bless all the families that are in bereavement right now. All the people that is up right now worrying about some decision that needs to be made, I ask you to ease their hearts and just bring them in communication with you. Let them be able to hear from you, Jesus. I know you're speaking to them. Open up their ears so they hear from you. All the naysayers are saying all kind of different things, but let them know it's your word that is the true word. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Until the next broadcast, I remind you to stay in God's word. Try to live a godly life. As we pick up tomorrow with God's purposes in our difficulties, we invite you to read Romans 8. Also look at Numbers 4, 2 Corinthians 1, and Numbers 7. We ask you to bless my family, my sisters, my brothers. I ask blessings on my son, JD, in Boston, my daughter, LaMeco, here in San Antonio, my grandkids, Tatiana, Nathaniel, Janelle, and James. Bless our families and near and far, and all ministers, teachers, leaders, evangelists, prophets, prophetesses that are trying to live a godly life, that are being servants. You keep holding on, my sister, my brother. Your reward is on its way. We love you. Until the next time, if you need Jesus Christ, just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that you are the only God and that you gave your son, that he died on the cross for me, that his blood covers my sins. I am a sinner, Jesus, I confess with my mouth. And I invite you to come and live inside of me. Give me a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We look forward to hearing from you. Until the next time, good night.
A man in chains, choices I made, good and bad. Still he remains, and so I wait to see how it lays. And if there are dead promises, a man in chains, choices I made, good and bad, still he remains, and so I wait to see how it lays. A man in pain. looking back on the past. Lord made a good out of the way the bad.